Are We Prepared for Christ's Return? July 28. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. All that the world could endure of their Redeemer was the few years he was with them upon the earth, and they wanted to get rid of him almost as soon as his mission commenced. The question that every one of us has to settle is, am I prepared for the coming of the Son of Man? If you have accepted your Savior by living faith, if you have repented of your sins, then you are in a position of acceptance with God so that if Christ should come you would meet him in peace. Let us notice the steps that the Son of Man had to take in order to carry out the plan of salvation. He stepped down from the royal throne, laid aside his royal robes, clothed his divinity with humanity, and consented to come to this world. This world, right here, was to be the field of battle where Christ and Satan, the prince of this earth, should engage in conflict. And the question to be settled was, how could God be just and true to his law and yet justify the sinner? This could be done only by the sacrifice of the Son of God. It was difficult to uproot Satan from the affection of the angels in heaven. He took the position that the law of God was against the heavenly intelligences, and the warfare and controversy between Christ and Satan was started in heaven and is going on in the earth to the present day. The controversy between Christ and Satan was witnessed not only by the heavenly intelligences but by all the worlds that God had created. Here the power arises that claims to have the right to change times and laws. It is the man of sin. But does he have power to change times and laws? No, because God's law is written in the tables of stone, engraven with his own finger, and placed in the temple of God in heaven. That great moral standard will be the criterion that will judge every being upon the face of the earth, both dead and living. Christ went into the wilderness of temptation to bear the severest temptations. He was tempted in all points as Adam was tempted, and he passed over the very ground where Adam stumbled and fell. Christ was now to stand where Adam stood, bearing humanity and overcoming in behalf of the race where Adam fell. And Christ withstood the test on every point. He resisted on the point of appetite. He was tempted upon the point of ambition and presumption, and he overcame the enemy on these points. The Savior of the world overcame and obtained the victory on every point.